All right, Gage, we can't just like stare at each other awkwardly thinking of the intro because we got a guest today and we got to be professional.
Woo! You are wearing your professional clothes today. For the viewers at home, Anthony showed up in a suit.
I did. I thought we all were gonna. but not just me. But we have Leigh Fitz with us.
Yes, sir.
Leigh Fitz. Woo!
Glad to be back. You know, the people wanted me, so here I am.
They've been begging.
I've seen the comments, you know, in my imagination when I sleep at night. And I just thought I'd oblige, so here we are.
Appreciate it. We got a stacked episode. You got a lot to talk about.
Right off the top, though, I would just like to – we're not going to talk about the current Raptors because they fucking suck. But the one thing I do want to say off the top is rest in peace to RJ Barrett's younger brother. Obviously, like, that situation, he can – like, RJ, if you want, he could take as much time away from the team as he wants to. That's, of like, course. An unthinkable situation. And, I'd just like to say our prayers are with him and his family.
Yeah. Tragic.
Mm-hmm. Nathan
Barrett? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, all the Barrett family. It's really, really, really tough.
Just 19 years old. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. But yeah, that's about it for the Raptors. Other than that, they've been bad.
Mm-hmm. We did have maybe the greatest jersey swap of all time.
talk to us about that jersey swap.
Oh, man.
So it was Anthony Black and Grady Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing a normal jersey swap, two homies.
Mm-hmm, of course. Yeah, that's why they switched which side they were on. So it said Black Dick instead of saying Dick Black.
Legend of the game, man.
Oh, that's what people were talking about. I was like, why are people freaking out? This is just two homeboys. Yeah, I love how they're playing it off. Like, people were posting about it, and then, like, Grady made an Instagram post that was like, oh, yeah, just doing a jersey swap with my friend Anthony Black.
They probably are friends, though, because they're the same draft class. Yeah, so I bet they played AAU games, lots of that shit against each other.
It is really funny. I can't think of another, like, one that I've even thought of. That, like... It might go down as one of the best jersey swaps.
Oh, probably of course. That guy's going to be a legend for all the wrong reasons. Raptors left a statue of that jersey swap.
There's been a couple jersey swaps where, like, the one player won't even, like, put on the other player's jersey. Those are the funniest. Ones where, like, the dude doesn't take
Kyrie it. And,
yeah.
I can't remember the other guy. But
it's always, like, a star and a bum.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I remember Luka used to not like doing it because he didn't wear undershirts. He didn't want to like be shirtless. And then I noticed he started wearing undershirts.
Nice.
I forget who wants one. Like, it was a good player who wanted one. He's like, I can't, man. That's like Melo or something. He's like, let's go to the locker.
That's so
weird. Well, onto a team that actually has some hope to do something. Team Canada. We got our first news in a little bit. Just came out today. They did the groups for the Paris Olympics, and we are in a group with Australia. I actually have it. Look at me. I'm actually on top of my shit.
Oh, I got the tabs open and ready.
So we're in a group with Australia, which we'll get to that, why the other two teams need to qualify, and we'll get to why that's kind of a problem later. France, Germany, Japan are in a group with one other qualifier, which will be really fun. France and Japan are both really, really good teams, so I kind of feel bad for whoever the extra team in that group
France
is.
And Germany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, France and Germany, not France and Japan. Japan's all right, though. They have Hachimura in Utah, but Germany's the reigning World Cup champions.
Right, yeah.
And then Serbia, so Sudan, USA, and then some other qualifier. Hopefully Jokic plays. It would be
If the Nuggets make the finals, I don't see him play, right?
I don't know. The Olympics are different.
Right, yeah. People.
The Olympics are different. More well, like, last time the Olympics were around, Booker and Holiday Middleton. And I wonder if Giannis would have been there if Greece was in it. I mean, he's never missed a Greece.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember him playing, but...
Anyway, so the two extra teams in our group are coming from two different qualifying, like pre-tournaments, I guess. And one of those is the tournament in Spain, which is kind of less of a big deal. That is Spain, Angola, Lebanon, Bahamas, Poland, and Finland. Probably Spain or the Bahamas comes out of it. Spain is a really good team. Bahamas last year when the World Cup was going on and they were doing like the secondary tournament to qualify for this. Bahamas had Aiden and Buddy Hield and Eric Gordon on their team. Mm-hmm. And so if they can get those three players again, they have a chance to come out of there. Yeah. I mean, Spain's going to be tough for anyone. If they don't get those three players...
Is Spain still good? Because I feel like the Gasols aren't playing anymore, right?
Yeah, the thing is like they have so much like...
They have a good program.
They have institutional, they have a really good program. Like, they have good coaching and good youth programs and stuff like that. And their national team plays with each other every year. So they end up being, like, just really a really well-run team. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
But
I didn't realize the Bahamas was stacked like that, man. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Doesn't Kat also play for them?
No, he plays for the Dominican Republic. But there's no shot he plays in the Olympics this summer.
I see. Him and Horford, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, some other bum. Somebody who's the guy who plays in Sacramento who was in Indiana as a rookie last year as a 3-point shooter who looked really sick at first but doesn't look that sick anymore.
Oh, is it like the Canadian guy?
Yeah, he's half. But he's originally the other from Canadian, there.
Not Mathur. Oh,
okay. Yeah. We actually played Sacramento today, so I can probably find him. Chris Duarte.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, he's also from...
From the Dominican Republic. Yeah, and I would imagine that... I don't think he's played for a country yet, but Canada's a little bit tough to get into now, so I'd imagine we're going to start to get, like, the USA problem, where, like, if you're a lower-level NBA player, you'd probably just rather actually play play like on, like, a different country.
That's a nice problem to have, though.
Right? Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah, it's a nice problem to have. Yeah.
I hope Wiggins ends up making it, man. Even though he's been kind of shit, I think he'll play for Canada, you know?
Hey, him and RJ that one year were cooking for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he did play?
Yeah, they were good. They played in, it was Olympic qualifier, and then we lost to Czech Republic, led by Tomáš Satoranský.
Damn.
our big problem... so Australia's good, and then whatever team comes out of the other one is going to be pretty decent. The other team that we're going to face is the winner of a tournament that has Slovenia, Greece, and the Dominican Republic in it. So probably either Giannis or Luka will be in our group. And we've dealt with Luka before, so, you know, he's not that... Like, Slovenia's not that scary. Like, Luka's really, really good, but the rest of that team fucking sucks. Like, they're really bad. Greece is really...
Greece not the same thing? Just Giannis?
Yeah, we have better guard defenders than big defenders, so it's a worse matchup. Yeah, we got, like... For, like, Giannis, like, we'd probably have to put Dwight Powell on him.
Right, or Olynyk.
Yeah, or Wiggins.
Yeah, that's not
good. Wiggins ain't bad.
Yeah, I mean, the size. Yeah, sure. If he's locked in, we'll see. His defense has definitely gone off a little bit. But, I don't know, I feel like this Canada team's going to be hungry. Like, I have a good feeling about it. But, yeah, we'll see. Like, that, also, in that group... if everything goes chalk, like how it's expected to go, it'll be Slovenia versus Greece in the finals to qualify for one spot for the Olympics. That'll it'll be Luka versus Giannis with their teams of bums trying to qualify for the last Olympic spot. And that game would be like must-see TV for like an early July game.
Facts.
Probably anyway.
At 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's in Greece, so... Yeah. Whatever the time difference is, it would be
early then for us.
Yeah, like probably 5-6 a.m. I would imagine.
Nice.
Which is
tough. You think that? No, aren't they only like 6-7 hours ahead? It would probably be midday, probably in the afternoon.
Depends on what time they play the game at. Because like this kind of stuff,
sometimes play in the afternoon.
Yeah, and this kind of stuff, I feel like it's always weird ass times, even in the country they play it in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a bit of a tough draw, but there's no easy draws. There's only 12 teams in the Olympics, I believe. Yeah, only 12 teams total. So there's no easy draws. Like, do we want to be in a group with France and Germany? No. Do we want to be in a group with Serbia and the United States? No.
Hell no.
But it does feel like our group will be the group of death, because those other groups have like two really good teams
who make it out of each group.
Yeah. And then like the one extra team, whoever has like the best record of the three of the third teams, I think two of them make it through, because that would make eight for like a 4-on-4 bracket.
I see.
Anyway, I'm especially glad we don't have France in our group. I feel like they're going to be kind of scary because playing on their home country, their Olympics. Yeah. And
Wemby's gonna play.
Oh man,
yeah, Wemby's almost certainly gonna play.
He has a long off season to get ready for it.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be surprised if Gobert doesn't play either. He seems to always want to play for France.
Yeah,
and like that's just not something that you want to deal with.
Maybe like two of the best defenders in the NBA,
especially because like our superstar is like the best slasher in the NBA. as a the best guard slasher in the NBA. Right. And that's tough against Wemby and Gobert. It would be tough against one of them.
He might be MVP.
Yeah, he could be MVP for sure.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be dope. I am happy either way. It's like two of my favorite superstars in the league. I love both. Both Jokic and Shea. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's our quick Olympic minute. That won't be until July though. Any of that goes down, so we'll have plenty of podcasts to talk about that.
And not much NBA to fill. So
yeah,
we can deep dive.
Yeah, for sure. Once the Canada gets released, I'm gonna be like locked in on this Team Canada. I have a really good feeling about this. I locked in on Team Canada for the FIBA World Cup, and I got rewarded for it. Oh, so you know, it's like a positive feedback loop. Hopefully,
they need you.
They have facts. They need me locked in. I want to get a Shea jersey, but I can't find one.
I've looked forever. You cannot find Shea, Team Canada jersey.
Hopefully, when Olympics comes out and they do all that stuff, they have to do it, right?
Like, they're just wasting money.
Yeah.
Or missing out on money.
They're missing out on like $400 combined between me and you on buying a jersey right there. So.
That's by itself. Right?
I'm going to get a Linux jersey.
Would I get you? I would maybe get a Murray jersey if you played too. There's a lot of good ones. Barrett would be good too. Like,
I keep forgetting Murray's like Canadian because he never plays for a team.
He's always going so deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, facts. Fair enough.
He wanted to last year. We'll see. We'll see how March Madness goes. All
right. He's got to redeem himself, right?
Oh, my God. He fucked me last year. My bag was still 93% accurate. And he chose them to win.
Yeah, you got really fucked last year when you won all the money in the tournament. You really got shafted. You really got screwed.
Anthony was so out of it, man. To be fair, your winner lost in the first round. I can see how that could be gutting.
That's the one seed.
You're like, oh,
honestly, that's a big learning experience. Because this year, after the first 2 days, if anybody's like, hey, like, I'm fucked.
My back is busted. Fucked.
It's like, no, it is not.
Right.
The main thing with last year is it was like a 3 seed versus a 5 seed. And so, like, that probably won't happen again in the finals.
A few brackets were busted.
Like, none of us had UConn winning it. And I forget who they played. It wasn't even that big of a school. I don't think many people had whoever they were playing going deep either.
Yeah, they beat Gonzaga to go into the finals. I remember that.
Yeah. They
upset Drew Timmy, bro.
Damn.
I wonder how Drew Timmy's doing this year on the Wisconsin herd.
We can look it up. We've looked him up before on this podcast.
Yeah, we have looked him up. This is a Drew Timmy
friend of the show.
The best.
Oh no, that's not good.
Oh, he has a bet. We're looking at an article titled "What Drew Timmy's Injury Means for His NBA Career."
Damn.
Well,
what was he even putting up in the G League? Like, is it even like?
I don't know. He played games for the NBA, right?
No.
Oh.
Maybe he played like one. It's funny, I'm 9-6. This dude's a bum. He's
yeah, but he was unbelievable on the college floor.
I know. Sure. It's so funny.
Like,
how crazy that shit is.
He is gonna be able to make money for the rest of his life off of just how good he was in college. Yeah. Like, he's gonna get some job at some university.
Well, that's the reason these guys go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see like dudes like is he that much better? Is he that much worse of a college player than like Kevin Durant was? And Kevin Durant was awesome in college.
Yeah.
But Kevin Durant was only the 1 year, and that's why you could tell he was right for the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then some dudes like are like a backup in their first year. And then like go to the NBA and look great.
Yeah,
and like
Halliburton
and stars.
Right? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
But he was in a good pro.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he played with some really good players.
Yeah. I know the backup guard on Kentucky, I think Robert Dillingham, has some of the best highlights of any, any college player right now. Super explosive point guard.
Oh, dope.
Gives me, Tyrese Maxey light, Emmanuel Quickly plus kind of vibes.
Sick.
Yeah. Like, super athletic and fast. Can shoot the three. Might not be great on defense, but fast.
Fair enough.
Fast and with a 3-point shot.
What team's he on?
He's in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's, I think, projected to go late in the top 10. So none of our picks overlap with that. We're probably going to have like 16, and then and then 1 through 6 if we get that pick.
Right. 1 through 5. It's top 6. Yeah, you're right. 1 through 6. And then like 32, 31.
Yeah, probably. we'll see. That's a fun thing, I think, right now.
Wizards are the worst team in the NBA.
They're kind of fighting for it. It's like Lakers and Warriors fans when they argue over that like 10th spot. They're like, how does it feel all the way down there? yeah, Detroit right now has one more win than Washington. That seems pretty insurmountable. So.
I was going to say that would be tough.
San Antonio had a nice little run to pull themselves away. Now they're only 3 games up on those guys.
Nice.
Oh my God. Those like less than 20 win teams. I remember there's that one. I was like, maybe like Portland will turn it up and then we'll be able to get below them.
I mean, like the first money I made, this was betting the San Antonio under. They were like projected for like 35 wins. I was like, really? No shot. I remember I bet like $50. I was like, this is a lock. Then I was staring at it. I was like, this is so much of a lock. I'm going to throw another 100 at it.
Damn, good call.
Yeah, it was. All my preseason bets were amazing. Over-unders. Oh, yeah. I had Celtics over. I had OKC over. I had OKC to make the playoffs, which was even money. I was like, what the hell?
That okay,
that's a free bet. And then Spurs under. Hmm.
It's not bad. Mm-hmm. And you have the Shea MVP.
Shea MVP, but that was later in this. That was way later. I just put that in like a month ago. I had Embiid MVP at the start, which was looking amazing.
The thing that might cook Shea for MVP is that the Nuggets have been like 13-2.
They're tied, right?
Yeah, they're tied right now. Like if OKC gets the one seed and Denver, when Denver was in fourth, it was like okay, we're cooking.
Right.
But now it's like Denver looks so good. Like if Denver's the one seed,
like
they have to get. Yeah.
Like Jokic is the better player.
Right.
Jokic has just been the best player in the league for like 4 years now, basically.
But like, I feel like they should give the award to the best player, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It does depend though. Like sometimes the best player doesn't necessarily have the best season.
Yeah, 100%. And like there's some weird stuff with where your seed is, but I find like the lower seed MVPs like you only really get those when like you're like head and shoulders above everyone.
Well, like when Jokic,
Westbrook, you know,
Westbrook averaging a triple double, like Jokic without Murray and Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah,
like,
well, I'll tell you what, like if Luka's Mavericks were like the fifth seed or the fourth seed now, we would have legit conversations about it.
Exactly.
But being down in seventh, like you can't be a playing team.
Exactly. MVP. Yeah. You might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, and we have two like really good MVP candidates already. Mm-hmm. Realistically, Luka hasn't been that much worse than Jokic or Shea this year. It just doesn't translate to wins in the same way.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's crazy because like Shea's like leading like the youngest team too, right?
Yeah.
Like the youngest is it in the
one NBA? Of the young? I don't think they're the actual.
If you include it by minutes played, they are.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fair.
Which is insane.
Are they? Are they still even with the Gordon Hayward pickup at the trade deadline?
I don't know, but I maybe heard that stat like 2 months ago. So I think that was before the.
Yeah, and he's been good recently too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was bad when he first.
Yeah, no, he's been good recently. I think he's shooting 40% from three over the last seven games, averaging like five assists a game. He's been really good.
Damn. Sick.
He's been cooking.
I was sick when they got it. I was like, that's a crazy pickup.
Yeah, they gave up, like, fucking nothing for him.
Yeah, exactly.
They gave up maybe a pick, but, like, who cares? Picks mean nothing to that organization. and then Vasily Micic, Davis Bertans, and.
Right.
That might be it. I feel like I'm forgetting about somebody. And then the Charlotte gets, like, Micic and Bertans and Grant Williams, like, a bunch of random dudes from other teams, and they suddenly look competent for a little bit.
Right.
Anyway, for the next... which bit do you want to do first? Do you want to do... do you want to do a playoff-themed bit, or do you want to do a Raptors-players-themed bit?
Liam, what do you want?
You're the guest of honor.
For what?
Playoff-themed bit or Raptors-players-themed bit?
Let's do the Raptors.
All right.
We're a Raptors pod. You know?
I got a March Madness bracket for you boys.
Okay.
Mm. Now, the point of this bracket is favorite Raptors player.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The three of us are going to all vote on this, which is why it's nice to have three people.
Okay. Sick.
They're seeded 1 through 32 by most to least games played since you two started watching the Raptors at the beginning of the championship season.
Okay, sweet.
All right, boys, are you ready for this bracket?
Oh, so we're Bosch and Carter.
Bosch, Carter, DeRozan, like those guys aren't in here.
Okay.
JB isn't in here. It's only players that you guys have watched.
Okay.
There's actually one player in here I don't know if you guys watch that much, but we'll see. The first matchup is Pascal Siakam versus Juancho Hernan Gomez. How do we feel about that one, boys? Bo Cruz.
I'm personally leaning Siakam. That's how I was thinking. I don't know about you guys. I
was tilting. Yeah, we're going Siakam, and the fact that Juancho's even on this list is ridiculous. All right, boys, second matchup. We got Utah Watanabe versus Stanley Johnson. How are we feeling on this one?
I'm going Utah.
Yeah, I think like Utah. Honestly, I didn't love Stanley Johnson when he was on our team. I liked him a little bit more on the Lakers, but also I remember when he was on the Lakers, I was like, this guy was kind of ass on like our bad team.
Right.
Exactly. And now he's like a big part of this team. But the
Lakers were so bad that it's like, yeah, you can probably use our ass players.
Okay.
Did Watanabe play in the Lakers too?
The Suns, though. That's why it feels like that.
Yeah.
Him and KD are boys. They played. He played in Brooklyn with them. And KD loved him. There was a game where Yuta like had his career high.
Right.
And KD was going crazy.
Yeah. Every shot
he had. That's sick. Yeah, he was good in Brooklyn.
Yeah. He forgot how to shoot. He's bad this year.
Yeah. He's been really bad. He was back in Memphis. Where it all started. Because he was part of the
Kyle Lowry trade. Don't say that.
What trade got him into Memphis? Because he was traded to Brooklyn with in the Royce O'Neal trade. The trade that sent Royce O'Neal to the Suns from Brooklyn, and then Brooklyn cut him.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was like traded back to Brooklyn, and then they cut him, and then went to Memphis. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, really tough one. Kyle Lowry or Christian Coloco?
Christian's a good Canadian kid.
Why are you writing Lowry already?
All right, Norm Powell versus Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. I'd just like to say, shout out Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. I loved him personally, and it was 60 in ball out last summer, but come on.
Yeah, it's Stormin' Norm.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that nickname's taken.
All right, Fred VanVleet or Dennis Schroeder?
Ooh, 2 point guards. It's got to be safe.
I do love Schroeder, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was a fan of Schroeder on the team, for sure.
All right, boys. Thaddeus Young or Marc Gasol?
Ooh, that's a decent one, but it's Marc Gasol.
Yeah, it's Marc Gasol.
It's got to be.
Shout out Thad Young, though. He was a consummate professional when he was on our team. And I didn't think he had any juice left in him this year. And he had a tiny amount, but some amount of juice left.
Yeah, he was playing minutes.
Gary Trent Jr. or DeAndre Bembry?
Gary.
When I was putting together this list, I was like, oh, yeah, Bembry played like a lot of games for us and was okay. Like, you know, he was.
Yeah. They kind of look alike, too, right? Same type of hair.
Yeah, kind of. And they both,
their game's pretty similar. You know?
No. Bembry was like a slasher, like kind of like a physical guard. He was such a weird player. I kind of saw a bit of the vision with him. Like, I was like, I feel like he could be in the NBA for a little bit. And then he was not. He was out of the NBA almost immediately. Terrence Davis or Pat McCaw?
Ooh, it's Terrence Davis.
It's Pat McCaw for me. The three-peat is so legendary.
But he did get two of those on Gold State, and I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can stomach that.
They beat them for the third.
Yeah. Sure. I liked Davis when he was on the zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he was kind of electric.
He was all rookie.
Oh, really?
His first year. Yeah. All rookie, really second team.
Where's he at now?
Oh, the league.
Oh, and
he was in Sacramento last.
He did.
Allegedly. he was in Sacramento last year and then just got no minutes and now he's gone.
That's literally why he'd probably still be on our team if he didn't be his wife.
Damn.
Allegedly.
Who knows? Like, he's out of the league now anyway, so.
Yeah. He was really promising. Like, when they traded him, it really felt like they just wanted to wash their hands of that.
Yeah.
Chris Boucher or Grady Dick?
Oh, it's got to be Boucher.
It's Boucher. One day, my dream is that Dick overtakes him.
Yeah.
Also, Boucher's the second seed in this whole tournament. Boucher's played the second most games since you guys started watching. Yeah, after Pascal's.
He's the only one still on the team from that team.
Let me send Boucher, man.
Slim Duck.
All right, Kem Birch or Danny Green?
Ooh, this is a tough one. It's Green.
It's Danny Green. The championship carries. Birch was like fine on our team. The thing about Birch is like he was like a D- center when our team was full of like F- centers.
Right.
Like we had like Aaron Baines like running minutes. And so I was like, oh, we have a center that isn't garbage at everything he does?
Yeah.
It's Danny Green.
That's
Green
when Pascal was playing center, right?
Like Green.
Was like, fuck it. We'll just have our power forward do it.
I like Danny Green. Good off-court guy, too.
The podcast? I remember listening to him when he was trying. I don't listen to him anymore, though. I used to for a little bit, though. I was following him. And no, I don't.
All right, boys. Malachi Flynn or Sfi Mihailuk?
dude,
it's got to be Malachi for me.
They're losing the next round, but it's it's Malachi.
I don't even want to vote for Malachi.
I feel that.
You like Sfema Hiluk more. I thought Flynn was putting together a little something something this year.
The very end, he ended.
He did drop 70 in a summer league game.
I know. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. People were kind of like, you know, Malachi Flynn might turn into something.
Precious Achiuwa or Kawhi Leonard?
It's gotta be Kawhi.
Kawhi.
I like Achiuwa's kind of sick. It kind of sucks that
he's gone now. We can just say it. Watching Achiuwa was awful. It was a terrible experience. Yeah. It was like fraught. There was too much.
Every time he got the ball in the corner, man, it was like, please don't pull that. Just drive to the basket, just pump fake it, you know.
Yeah, he was weirdly inefficient, right, for a shot. It's kind of like Jonte Porter.
Yeah.
Are you not over 50%? He just got to dunk it.
He was a good defender. Like, his defensive prowess is real, but like, no, it was not good.
Seen him blow a lot of free layups.
All right.
A lot
of
OG Anunoby or DeLon Wright? Do either of you have one memory of watching DeLon Wright play basketball?
No, I think I say DeLon O'Banton.
Which one have we stood in an elevator with?
You wouldn't even know if it was DeLon Wright.
I didn't look up, bro.
And next, DeLon O'Banton or Jakob Poeltl?
Oh, that's a fun one. It's Poeltl. I hate that Banton has to face Poeltl.
Yeah.
It's Poeltl for me as well.
I want to say Banton.
I feel that. Like, the Toronto guy? His interviews are nice.
And he's kind of popping off now. Like, you know? I don't know about popping
off. No, he is. He is having like 30-point games.
For sure. Not on our team, though.
No, I know.
Couldn't do that on an
ass team. I was telling you, it makes me like even more under... value Anfernee Simons. Like, if Donald Banton can do this on that team, like, you might not be that
bad. Problem with Simons is it's like, what's the... If he's on a really good team, he kind of has to play the Jordan Poole role. And he's already getting paid $25 million a year. And when Jordan Poole got paid $25 million a year, it was like, oh, wait a minute, we shouldn't pay this guy this much money. Malik Monk makes, like, $12 million and does more than either of those guys. Yeah. Maybe not more than Anfernee Simons says. But, like, really, if you were to switch the players' teams, like, I think that Monk couldn't fill it up like that? I think he probably could. Like,
and Monk's off for a contract, though. He's probably going to get more.
How's Monk's defense, too? Is he all right?
Better than Anfernee Simons.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you prefer him on that one.
You
wouldn't even want to make
that. So we're at Poeltl? We're at Poeltl on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck you, Fitz.
You can vote Banton.
I did.
All right, boys. Scotty Barnes? Or Aaron Baines?
Oh, poor Aaron Baines, man.
I don't care about Baines, bro.
I think he's back playing in Australia again. Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll see him this summer.
Ooh,
that would be kind of fun. That'd be jokes. But yeah.
Scotland. The future face of the league.
In the final first round matchup. Serge Ibaka or Matt Thomas?
Thomas is kind of sick.
Matt Thomas is fun.
Mr. 99?
Oh, yeah. Mr. 99. Oh. That's so impressive. For the people who don't know, he shot 99% from three in college, which is actually a crazy number. I think it's more impressive than 100. Because if you shoot one shot and you hit it, you're 100% three-point shooter. 99's like, damn, he shot a decent amount. He just like missed one.
Yeah. That is crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, it is Serge.
But it is Serge.
Mm-hmm. Mufuzi Chef. Like, Serge... Like, Serge could be Final Four material. I love Serge Ibaka. He is so sick.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we're on to the second round.
All right, now things get serious.
Not really. Pascal Siakam or Yuta Watanabe?
Probably Pascal.
Yeah,
probably.
It's Siakam. I love Utah.
Spicy P.
He honestly, second round exit feels right for Yuta Watanabe.
Yeah.
Fun role player, but nothing more than that.
He was fun.
Kyle Lowry or Norm Powell?
We're going to do Kyle versus Siakam next round?
What the fuck?
This is a whack bracket.
It's going to
be the finals.
Yeah,
it's Kyle, for sure.
It's got to be Kyle.
Oh, that's so tough. That's insane.
Fred VanVleet or Marc Gasol?
Ooh.
I would go
Marc Gasol. It's maybe just a little too soon, but I didn't love the way that Fred VanVleet did his tour of, like, kind of low-key bashing the Raptors, like, once he left. Yeah, well, he was like, you know, they didn't want to give me the money that I'm worth and, like, all this shit about, like, they wanted to run shit through, like, Scotty when, like, he got all-stars on this team already. Like,
yeah.
And I love Gasol. I love Gasol, like, play style-wise. Mm, but you guys can have Freddy.
I do. Like, I love Gasol, too, but I don't know.
Frederico.
Steady Freddy, man. I'm a fan.
Who was more important to the championship?
Marc Gasol, probably. Right?
We still surge.
He was starting center.
He was. Fred Pop, though, in, Fred against Pop. Fred Pop. Milwaukee.
Probably Mark. Because, like, the series that... The only series that went to seven was Philly. And Mark was, like, irreplaceable in that series. It's like, Serge couldn't have done the stuff that Mark was doing to Embiid.
Even like, Milwaukee, right? Like
he was good against Milwaukee, too. I mean, even...
he was part of the wall. Yeah.
The nice thing with Mark is that, like... He wasn't that good of a three-point shooter, but you couldn't put your center in the paint if he was out there. So, he kind of stretched the floor a little bit, which is nice.
And his playmaking was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he set some solid-ass plays, bro. True. That's a big dude.
All right. Gary Trent Jr. or Terrence Davis?
Oh, such similar players, but one's just way better.
Yeah. One allegedly beat his wife, and one allegedly didn't beat his wife. So.
I don't know. Wait, what's the deal? What's the story with Gary there?
No, just he allegedly didn't. I don't want to say like for certain that anybody did it.
Oh,
I don't
I
really
understand.
Know.
Okay, that's such a sus way to say that.
Allegedly did.
This is Game 6 with Gage. Allegedly not a murderer. That's what he says.
All right, boys.
Who knows?
Chris Boucher or Danny Green?
Oh,
Boucher. Danny Green, another guy.
I'm actually way too high on Boucher. I think he should be started.
All right. I don't know how this is a second round matchup, but it's Malachi Flynn versus Kawhi Leonard. That's like literally coughing baby versus nuclear bomb. Like, level.
Yeah.
It's Malachi Flynn, right?
Easily. Yeah. Well, the game me and Gage were at, we were like, it was the Pelicans one, we were getting smoked, and the whole crowd was yelling, "We walk Boucher," because he wasn't getting minutes.
Right. Yeah, he's
and they started getting a couple after.
He's loved in the city still. Mm-hmm. OG Anunoby or Jakob Poeltl?
Oh,
Deuce is Jakob.
Yeah. It's OG.
It's OG all day.
It's gotta be OG.
Oh, boys, I got a really tough one. Scotty Barnes or Serge Ibaka?
Oh, that is actually a tough one. I thought you were memeing. I knew Scotty's in it. It's Scotty.
It's got to be Scotty.
It's Serge for me.
I love Serge.
It's Serge. For me, it's not that close.
I love the scarf, you know?
How hungry are you?
Yeah.
How hungry are you? But, like, I got a bet on Scotty, bro.
Yeah, it's our guy.
He's the light at the end of the tunnel.
We're on to the Elite Eight. We got Pascal Siakam versus Kyle Lowry.
This is the finals. This is the finals matchup right here for me.
I really don't care who wins this.
My vote's
Kyle Lowry.
My vote's Siakam.
I'm fine either way.
It's Lowry for sure.
Nice.
It's gotta be Lowry.
The groat.
It's the groat, man.
Yeah,
the greatest rump of all time. Come on. Come on.
I mean, I love Siakam.
But it's gotta be Lowry. I love Siakam.
Man. I love him.
Yeah.
I love both those guys, yeah.
Fred VanVleet or Gary Trent Jr.?
Freddie.
It's not that hard for me, personally. I had a harder time with Fred versus Gasol. I think Gasol would have been Gary Trent Jr. as well.
Yeah, I agree.
But I had him being Fred, so like... Chris Boucher or Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, this is a tough one.
It's the slim duck for me. The longest tenured Raptor currently. He's Canadian. He's the slim duck.
It's gotta
He's
be Kawhi,
a highlight
dude.
Reel. The With blocks Kawhi, off the bench.
Give me the finals MVP.
It's got to be the finals MVP, man. I love Boucher, bro. It's got to be the finals MVP. Bro, see, you're picking when we started watching, like, like the championship run is still, like, will forever be, like, etched into my brain. Like, just those guys on that
Then team, how come you picked Scotty Barnes over Serge Ibaka?
Because I have to look at the future now. Unfortunately, I'm still a fan of the team.
Well, OG Anunoby or Scotty Barnes?
Well, OG didn't play in the final.
Facts. Mm-hmm. He did not.
I feel like it's got to be Barnes.
It's how much we've liked them as Raptors.
Liked up to this point. No projection of the future. Imagine that these guys' careers as a Raptor end to that.
Yeah, then it's OG.
Yeah, it's OG.
It would be OG.
It's OG and an Obi.
And I could have looked them in the eyes.
Yeah, we were really close to
him.
So funny.
We should have just all gotten on the elevator and, like, taken pictures. Like,
he's, like, the worst player for that. It's the one problem. If it was Pascal, I feel like that's such an easier thing to do.
I mean, he would still do it, though, I imagine.
I can't believe I literally didn't even see that. I was in the same elevator as this guy.
We're in the semifinals, boys. Kyle Lowry or Fred VanVleet?
Lowry
is Kyle Lowry.
Lowry all day.
Kawhi Leonard or OG Anunoby? Same player, basically. Sure. You know, defensive specialist, can shoot the three ball, injured all the time.
Composter dudes.
Like, oh, geez, I don't shoot to miss, too. But, like, Kawhi's game winner over Philly.
Yeah, OG has, like, the best game winner of a Raptor I've ever seen, other than maybe the best game winner of all time.
Yeah. Which is also for my pick is OG, but this one's close enough that I'm fine with it going either way.
Yeah. I'm going to say Kawhi, man.
Oh, it's down to me.
I got to say Kawhi.
Give me OG.
That's so fair. That's so fair.
In the finals is Kyle Lowry versus OG.
Yeah, it's Lowry.
It's Lowry. Honestly, though, like OG, like Lowry versus Siakam, you're right. That is the finals. OG might be like third place after those guys. Yeah, he's a worthy finalist.
Mm-hmm. Not mad at OG in the finals at all. All
right, Fitz is gone. So Fitz, his penis is not only extremely short, but it's also just, like, strangely curved.
It's like, weird. It almost looks back on itself. Oh, yeah, it's like one of those straws that you drink out of. It does all the loops in it.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Fitz left. He couldn't handle the fact that Kawhi lost to OG Anunoby. Yeah, and that's our March Madness for favorite Raptors players.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. And my favorite part was like thinking about players like Yuta Watanabe and shit, like dudes who I haven't really thought about in a while.
Yeah,
even like ben Danny Green, you know?
Right. Yeah, Danny Green.
I enjoy Danny Green. He's like out of the league officially. Like he played some at the beginning of this year. He was on the Sixers when we saw them on my birthday. He's still got cheers in Toronto, which is base.
Yeah,
like if you start on a championship team, you should get cheers in that city for the rest of your life.
Facts. Unless you do something crazy.
Yeah, unless you do something insane. But like, yeah. I'm trying to think of anybody who's done something insane enough that, like, who has won a championship. That
like, maybe Real does get in Boston.
That's been long enough. Maybe, like, the first season he goes back, for sure. But, like, yeah, it's been
yeah,
long
at this
enough,
point,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you're retired, especially.
Yeah, for sure. 3-time champion, Danny Green.
Mm-hmm.
Good career.
Very good career. Almost could have had finals MVP if they actually won that finals.
Yeah. For sure. His three-point shooting. Like, it's the reason that he has so many championships is that, like, he could shoot the three ball so well and was a plus defender.
Sorry. Exactly. All good.
I forgot my diaper at home, so.
We were just reminiscing about Danny Green.
Oh, yeah. And I have one. How much time? How much time? Are we over an hour? Okay, well we got plenty of time for another bit. All right. This is a fun little bit. It is. Who do you think will score more points per game in this year's playoffs?
Per game.
Per game. Not total points. We're not talking about how deep they're going. We're talking about this year's playoffs. So, assuming this player is in the playoffs, none of these you can be like, oh, like he's not going to make it, so it might be zero. No, we're assuming everyone's in the playoffs, and it's per game. Okay? Simple. Right, Fitz?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my list of first overall. I ranked every first overall pick of the first 70 years of the NBA.
If you guys Damn.
By the way, Anthony Bennett's the worst first overall pick since the 50s. And two of those guys never played one game in the NBA.
Oh my God.
Our first matchup is Nikola Jokic or Giannis Antetokounmpo. Who scores more points per game this year in the playoffs?
Giannis.
So both of these players are about 30 points per game. On the dot for the past 3 years in a row, very comparable points per game profile. So it's really...
take your pick.
Yeah, take your pick. All these are close. All these dudes have some reason. Either looked at their playoff points per game or looked at their points per game this year.
Straight up points per game.
Yeah, points per game this year in the playoffs. Giannis or Jokic. Giannis last year put up 24 points per game, which is just because of the back injury. So you would imagine he's going to be back in the 30s where he sat for basically his whole superstar career.
Yeah.
And Jokic was, over 30. Yeah, well, that's the thing for me with Giannis. When it was Jrue Holiday, I feel like Giannis would get more of those shots. But, I think it's close.
I feel like it would be Jokic.
I want the Greek freak, personally.
I think, like Giannis could, like, I feel like he hunts for points more than Jokic does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
Well, here's the thing. Like, like Murray and Lillard are both going to go for a lot of shots in the playoffs.
True, that's true.
Middleton, who's officially healthy.
Are they on the list against each other? That's a cool matchup, too.
Well, you'll have to see.
Okay.
Middleton and Michael Porter Jr. are both going to are basically both out there to just take shots. Except one can actually play defense.
Yeah.
Even the one who's been injured for the past 2 years. So who knows? All right.
No, I think, can I change?
Yeah, let's do a vote on it. Anthony, you go first.
Giannis.
I think I'm going to pick Giannis, actually.
I'm going to pick Jokic. I think the Lillard thing is a little scary for his points per game in the playoffs.
I just feel like Giannis, will hunt for points more than Jokic will, like when he has the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I agree.
And I feel like they'll have the ball in their hands.
I mean, the best play for Giannis is just to drive at the rim, and the best play for Jokic changes, depending on the situation. Like, it might be to pass.
The thing I will say, though, is other teams will try and force Jokic to be a scorer in the way that that with Giannis.
Yeah, but you don't think they learned their lesson last year? Everyone, I hate, that was the stupidest narrative. Make him a scorer. Make, a dude who shoots 60%.
Yeah. He can score.
And shoots jump shots. Make him the scorer.
He did drop 47 in a loss against Phoenix, so it did work a little bit. Okay.
I just saw Kwame Brown at number one. What's that about?
Kwame Brown is two spots above Dick Ricketts, so don't be...
I had to comment on that.
All right, next one. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Jason Tatum, who averages more points per game this year in the playoffs?
I mean, I feel like it's almost a trick question.
Tatum is...
Gotta be Shai.
In his career, almost always putting up 30 points per game in the playoffs. We've never seen Shai in the playoffs, so who knows?
He averages 30 in the playoffs?
Just Tatum? About pretty much every year.
But I feel like Tatum will probably be in the playoffs longer.
I think they both have a good chance of being in the playoffs for a long time.
Honestly, I don't see. Really, you think OKC is going to go deep?
They're the one seed. They could go to the conference finals.
Yeah.
They could, but you expect Boston to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and OKC would be like, "That's a good season."
Oh yeah.
If Boston doesn't make the conference finals, shouldn't be some change, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, my vote's Shai.
But Tatum's been there before,
A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He lives.
And you get less whistles in the playoffs. And Shai gets a lot of his points off free throws.
True. But also, eventually, people are just going to stop caring if, anyone but Shai, J-Dub, or Chet is scoring. And then, those three are just going to have to, be fed the ball.
So who's your pick? It's Shai?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that in a plus way. Because they're going to give the ball to Shai a lot. Just bail us out. No one else doing shit.
Mm-hmm. So Shai is your points per game average?
I actually want to say Shai as well,
I think it's Shai. I think it's closer than, I was trying to...
I didn't have Tatum average 30.
I was trying
to... I know he's good in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a playoff riser every single year, pretty much. Okay.
I'm not saying... Yeah, I don't know. I agree with what you're saying, where they're going to try and get Shai to bail them out more. Because, Tatum has a lot more help.
Yeah.
Do you think Shai drops more or less than Jokic and Giannis?
Probably less. You'd assume.
Do you know who led the league in points per game in the playoffs last year?
No. Let me guess. Was it Devin Booker?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And our next one is Jimmy.
that's including his, 7 points or whatever.
Yep.
That fucking
he averaged 36 points per game in last year's playoffs.
Jimmy Butler or LeBron James.
We're talking about low floor, high ceiling that's guys. So either crazy. Of these guys could drop 30 a game in the playoffs. And either of these guys could drop 21 a game.
Either of them could drop 50.
Yeah. A game, no. Either of them could put up 30 per game in a playoff run, especially if they lose early. But either of them could also lose in the first round and only put up 22.
I actually love this matchup.
This is a good one.
Yeah. What are we thinking? What's the pros and cons?
I'm a big Jimmy fan.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a huge.
No, I would also bet against the guy.
These are sorry. do your snarky comment.
I would also bet against the guy who has the most playoff points of all time.
Most points of all time. Period.
Yeah.
This is such a funny matchup because this is two people you expect to fucking dominate the playoffs, and you are one of these years they're going to fall off, right? But and you're thinking that for both these guys, so it's which one of them is more likely to fall off? And low-key, to me, I think Butler is more likely to fall off.
I agree with you. I do agree with you that Butler is definitely more likely to be...
Jimmy Butler last year, they went to the finals. Jimmy Butler averaged only 24 points per game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he had a good playoff run.
Yeah.
Right.
Both of these guys, if they go deep, it's kind of to their detriment. Because neither of them are built for... 4 series in a row, which both of them in their prime kind of were.
Right.
But both of them or well, if they go all the way, will almost guarantee have a nagging injury by the finals. Like, it's talked about after every game.
Yeah.
Like, that's
especially when they lose.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if those guys don't have some sort of leg injury at some point that they play through, but you can't tell how bad it is because they'll look terrible one game and then good the next. And it's like, what even is this? So who's your pick?
Let's do them backwards.
Backwards?
You go first.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler. Okay. I think AD is going to have a big playoff run this year.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Man, it's so crazy. Like, I was thinking LeBron, man.
Oh, pick LeBron. This is one of the better matchups I put together. Yeah, I think these guys could really go either way.
I don't know, man. I just feel like LeBron will, like, because he just has so much experience. He's so smart. But, like, but
he's also the oldest player.
Man, I know. I'm gonna go with my gut. I'm gonna say Jimmy. Like, I was thinking Jimmy originally. All
right, so it is Jimmy. I was gonna vote for our colleague, fellow podcaster LeBron James.
Podcaster LeBron over coffee magnate Jimmy. Fall Out Boy actor. All right. Next one. Donovan Mitchell or Jalen Brunson, who's averaging more points per game this year in the playoffs?
These are good, man.
Ooh, gotta be Mitchell.
Could be 3 years in a row, though. Last year, head-to-head, Jalen Brunson straight up outplayed him in a playoff series. And I think Mitchell...
Did he outscore him, though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mitchell's kind of bad last year in the playoffs.
Right.
He's had a couple bad runs in a row.
True. Actually, yeah, he was also weirdly bad the last...
when they lost to Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, yeah. They lost 2 times to Jalen Brunson. Yeah, true.
They're both playoff risers in my eyes. Even though Mitchell's had a couple of bad runs in a row, I think that he has it within him. I think he's due, if anything, for a good run. Like, right. I think the numbers would suggest
that he would. I think he's a fraud.
All right, Fitz, who's your pick then?
Brunson for sure.
Anthony, who's your pick?
Mitchell.
I'm gonna have to go with Mitchell. I think eventually he's gonna get back to like his. He put up like 36 a game. They lost in 7 to Denver when Denver went to the conference finals.
Yeah, no, Mitchell. Like, I do, you know, I think Mitchell's obviously
they're both buckets. Oh, like, once again, like, I think the reason I don't like put these together being like, oh, this one's obviously.
Brunson's been he's proved so many people wrong.
Fitz, answer me this: Anthony Edwards or Jamal Murray?
Edwards for sure.
Jamal Murray put up 29 a game in the playoffs.
I think it's Edwards. I really think it's Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy.
No cat. It's Edwards.
Yeah.
Edwards is
no cat. Sick. Here comes the dog.
Jamal Murray played on a team with a player who put up 30 a game in the playoffs last year and still had a comparable scoring average to Anthony Edwards, who had nobody on his team put up over 50.
But he's kind of like injury prone and like.
That's relevant. It's per game.
Yeah,
that's true. Or saying the
he's
game
like the big. Injury. He's the biggest playoff riser in the NBA, in my opinion. From like where his
Jimmy
Butler's good enough in the regular season that like he's closer to that. Jamal Murray's bad in the regular season. Jamal Murray's way worse than Jimmy Butler in the regular season. Imagine
Jimmy Butler's way better.
If Jamal Murray's the best player on those Miami Heat teams, they do not make the play-in at all. No shot. No fucking way. He's like bad. Like I'd rather have like RJ Barrett and Jamal Murray are like play comparably.
Well, no
comparable points per game on a comparable efficiency like, this
Jimmy
year. And RJ Barrett's a better defender.
Yeah, but like you know, Murray's a better regular season player than RJ Barrett.
I think they're pretty comparable. I think they're pretty comparable.
I don't know.
I would take. I'd probably take Anthony Edwards there though.
Yeah, Sam.
Devin Booker or Kevin Durant.
Ooh, first teammates.
I think it's KD.
By
the way, these two guys have led the playoffs in scoring and combined 6 of the last 9 playoffs.
That's insane.
I'm Booker, but KD wins that.
I would would say KD.
I also hate Booker.
KD has one of the highest points per game playoffs.
Points per game, right?
Yeah, just points per game.
Because I keep honestly forgetting about that and taking a little more into
like how good they are.
I might
say Booker actually. I might change it.
Sure, yeah. I mean, he led the league
because,
in points per game
like,
in the playoffs last
talking
year.
Talking about just like who you'd rather have on your team, obviously, I think it would
take obviously, like,
KD, yeah. But yeah, I'm just scared. Booker's a little hobbled this year. He's never looked fully healthy, and I'm a little scared that he's not going to be ready come playoff time.
KD's been like their most healthy
by far.
How great is that?
And like if Devin
he was
Booker
like the 11th pick like for a draft.
Yeah, for.
If they were both fully healthy, I think I would take Booker, but I'm a little bit scared by the nagging injury bug. It feels like every time he comes back, he's not back for more than like a month, and then he's back on the injury list, which is the story of Phoenix's season.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Beal's like the opposite, like in the worst way. Like, it's like, oh, maybe he'll play, and then he plays two games and
he's
out.
That's so sad. I wish he played more.
De'Aaron Fox or Damian Lillard, who puts up more points per game this year in the playoffs?
Swipe up.
I think it's De'Aaron Fox. Damian Lillard, another guy who has once in his career led the league in points per game in the playoffs.
Nice.
I don't really like Damian the Boxman. Like, I feel like he just hasn't been that good.
Mm-hmm. Two of the most iconic playoff buzzer beaters of the past 10 years. Another huge playoff riser. A genuine argument for one of the bigger playoff risers of the past 10 years in the NBA of dudes who are never even a shot for MVP.
Honestly, after saying that, I think I'm still going to take Lillard on that.
Sure.
Okay.
I think I will, yeah.
I'm taking Fox. Right. I mean, I'm just trying to...
No, I think you're right, though. I think he will rise.
Yeah, the case against Fox is that he's... consistently got a little bit worse throughout the season. He's had a bit of an uptick in the last month where he started to look a little bit better again. But like, it's weird that Dame seems to be like weathering the season a little bit better than Fox has been. And to be fair though, to Fox, he had that injury earlier in the season. And sometimes with injuries, like early in the season, like you kind of just never like fully recover from them until you get a full off season. But I think it's Fox.
I think it's the number one option, but it's the number two option. I think, I don't know. I think if Dame doesn't figure it out, like, I think the Bucks are just fucked up.
Number one scoring option.
Like he has to.
Yeah.
Another number one, 1B scoring option versus a genuine two. Jaylen Brown versus Brandon Ingram. The second and third picks in the same draft, by the way.
Ooh, those are good picks.
Yep.
I am such a Jaylen Brown hater, bro. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's...
I mean, you actually, like, you play like B.I. You're so tall, but you all got to shoot.
Yeah, dude. He knows what's up.
The thing that's interesting about this for me is Ingram 2 years ago put up, might be 3 years ago, put up 27 points per game in the playoffs.
Against the Suns.
Right. He had no Zion Williamson in that series.
Yeah.
Zion's never played in the playoffs.
Which is really a lot good. Of shots. He looked really, really good. But now he's going to... Like, that's why when I was like, oh, one option versus a two option, is Brandon Ingram even the number one scoring option in New Orleans? It's 1A, 1B. I think their shots per game are not too far off.
Right.
But I think he is the 1B. And, like, that's...
I think Brown would probably...
We'll see. Yeah. Brown, I know what I'm getting.
Tough. It's like, just tough because, like, Boston has so many weapons. Like,
right. Like Porzingis is going to take those shots.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's
but, like, Porzingis is going to take less shots than CJ. And like, ooh, Derek White's going to take a comfortable amount of shots.
CJ barely even shoots. I cut him for my fantasy.
Is CJ, yeah.
He shoots a lot. He doesn't shoot him well.
Is CJ starting still?
Yeah, he's their starting point guard, which sucks. I would get rid of him.
Yeah.
But he gets like 30 mil a year, so.
Crazy. Yeah, that was the best player Dame's played with until he got it.
Yeah, well, he played with LaMarcus Aldridge, right, but only a couple years of that. Oh. First 3 years, I think. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay, good amount then.
When he hit that first famous game winner, Aldridge was... with him on that team. Oh. Yeah, it was a really good series because, like, Lillard and Harden is a fun matchup, and Aldridge versus Howard was a fun matchup, and all four of those players had pretty good series.
Sick.
Anyway, on to the next one. James Harden or Darius Garland? Who's going to put up more points per game? Their points per game this regular season are less than 1.5 apart from each other.
Oh, nice. Give me the beard.
Bro, Harden fucking blows, dude.
I put up 240 piece in the playoffs last year.
Like, I've definitely come around.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he can fuck.
I mean, like, if we're talking about who the better player is, it's not that close.
Yeah.
But, like, I just think the thing with James Harden is, like, I think he wants to take those shots. Ideally, Garland wants to pass. Doesn't. Ideally, Harden. Yeah, and Harden's a better passer than Garland, and he seems to less want to pass him.
Right.
Neither of them are going to be the premier option. Garland will probably be the second option, though, in a way that Harden will be third.
Yeah.
But Harden has a long history of good playoff performances, and Garland's been kind of disappointing in the one playoff series they played, which was last year.
Yeah.
That was his first time in the playoffs. I think it is Harden.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Harden.
I want Harden.
I'm gonna take Garland. Just from the thing that I said earlier, where I think Harden's gonna be the third option, Garland's gonna be the second option.
Yeah, that is
fair. I just don't think Mobley's gonna want that many shots.
No.
Allen will finish a lot of plays. I think he'll be back for the playoffs, allegedly.
Yeah.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Franz Wagner or Bradley Beal, who puts up more points per game than the playoffs?
Oh, Wagner.
Yeah, I'm going with Wagner.
Bradley Beal put up 30 points per game when that series, when he was with Russell Westbrook in 2021.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing with KD and Booker.
Yeah, and he's also like so hobbled. Yeah. Like, I don't even know if he's going to play any playoff game.
Do you guys know what? No, we're assuming these guys play.
Oh, you're
like,
right.
We're assuming these guys. Like, they might be injured in the series. But Franz,
he
shoots 28% right? from three, by the way.
Whoa. He's a big.
They won.
He's a place of three.
They won. Germany won. FIBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dennis Schröder is the MVP.
Yeah. Dennis Schröder, starting point guard for a team that's not even close to making the playoffs. Yeah. Actually, he got a starting spot taken away. Thank God Ben Simmons got injured so that Schröder gets a chance to start on that team. Outplayed him for Germany. But yes, Franz Wagner did win the gold at FIBA.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Bradley Beal. I trust when players have played.
You want the real deal?
Yeah, I want the real deal. And he's been a good scorer in the playoffs in his career.
If we're assuming, that they're going to be healthy, then yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, yeah.
I'm still taking Franz just because the KD Booker part of it.
Yeah,
Franz's like their number one. Oh, no, Paolo is, but like.
Yeah,
so number two versus number three. It's the same reason that I went against James Harden.
True.
Yeah. How many more of these did I make? Oh, Chris Middleton versus CJ McCollum. This is a fun one. These are two dudes who have had some really good playoff series in their career, and both
are shells of the
I would imagine they're probably neither of them are going to be that good.
Yeah. In the playoffs. Oh, that's a good.
What do you think, Fitz? You hate both these players?
I do. I do hate both these players. But
same draft class, by the way.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I don't hate these players. I don't hate them.
Hate Middleton.
I might hate Middleton, but I'm still gonna.
That's weird. I hate CJ more.
I'm still gonna.
I love Middleton, and I'm like fine with CJ and whatever.
Yeah. I think I'm still picking Middleton. I feel like he'll get a lot of open
shots. The thing is Middleton. Like we're assuming they play the games, but we're not assuming like. That they're going to be fully healthy.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll be fully healthy. I think there's no way to get
him fully healthy. What are we talking about with the Bradley Beal then?
Well, Bradley Beal, when he plays, looks good for Phoenix. Every time he plays, he's had multiple 30-point games this year. No, well, like,
they're playing.
They're playing every game. Okay. Yeah. Okay. When he plays, he looks good.
But they're not necessarily at their 100%.
Right. Yeah. And I think Milton's going to have a long playoff run, which is bad on his body, in a way that CJ won't. CJ can just get hot in a series. I think it's close, but I would take Milton.
I would also like Middleton.
Yeah, I was going Middleton as well.
But I feel like the floor on either of those guys could be as low as like 12 points.
Yeah. I think they could be in single digits, and I wouldn't like it wouldn't blow my mind.
Yeah.
If they were healthy for the full series and they were single digits, it would blow my mind. It would be. Because both those guys average like 17, 18 a game. Like, cutting your points per game in half in the playoffs is poor.
True.
It would surprise me more for Middleton, because if they lose in the first round, that would blow my mind. And like a two-round sample size, usually like... You'll get over that 10 points per game. Right. McCollum cut. And that's it. That's all of them.
Nice. Those are some good pairings. Yeah,
like, my brain hurts, like, a lot. I had to do some thinking.
So, what's the consensus was Giannis over Jokic, Shea over Tatum. What do we pick for Butler or LeBron?
You guys pick Butler.
Yeah, Butler. Yeah. Mitchell over Brunson. Edwards over Murray. Durant over Booker, Booker over Durant,
Booker I did
over
Booker. Durant.
Yeah. Fox over Lillard. What do we even pick for Brown over
Ingram?
I think I did Brown.
I forget what I don't think I made a decision on that. That one's tough. I think Ingram would put up more.
Okay.
Harden over Garland. Wagner over Beal. And then Milton over CJ. After that, like, I got down to those kinds of players, like Franz Wagner, Bradley Beal, Chris Middleton, CJ McCollum. Due to, like, any of those dudes, if any of those four dudes had, like, a playoff run where they put up, like, 25 points per game, I would be like, whoa. But I wouldn't be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's no not way. True.
Yeah.
right.
And if any of those dudes put up 12 points per game, I'd be like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be like, no.
Check that again. Right, if you said Tatum had 12 points here, I'd be like, no, he didn't.
Yeah, or like Shea. Like, if you were like, Shea averaged 12 in the playoffs, I'd be like, shut up.
That'd be crazy.
Does Nikola Jokic have a better chance of averaging over 15 assists per game in the playoffs? Or under 18 points per game in the playoffs.
Ooh. The weird thing is, like, if one happens, they both probably happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right? Because if he's not scoring, he's passing.
But I think 18 would be insane. More insane to me than 15.
50 would be, like, the highest point assist per game in the playoffs insane. In, like, a while. But, like, anybody, he's, like, a transcendent passer. Yeah, he could do it.
Someone's going to do it.
15 a game?
Yeah. Yeah. Or 18, though. He doesn't even average 20.
Yeah, he doesn't even get close to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, if he's not getting 18, then I would assume
his sister.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It's a weird.
I would say the 15.
Honestly, I kind of agree with you though. I think if he was getting less than 18, that would be crazy.
Same
averaging. If he was averaging.
Right.
Same question, but Giannis and rebounds.
15 easily. Rebounds are way easier than assists.
I'd say under 18 points. I just the rebounds are so random.
And Milwaukee like could just lose to the Heat, like
they
always do.
They didn't once, and they ended up winning a championship. Yeah,
true. Giannis, what do you put?
We beat them before too.
Yeah.
Oh, Giannis is point guard as one of his fucking positions on Basketball Reference. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Dude. I mean, he does bring in the ball to the floor.
Yeah, I know.
So. Modern
let me grab.
Jokic legitimately was point guard for like a weird spell.
Jokic?
Remember when they had the preseason lineup where it was him, Plumlee, and Bol Bol, like we're all on the floor at the same time.
Nice.
And I think they had them three and then like Gordon literally and like some other players. Like
dude, Bol Bol. I really thought Bol Bol would change the game. I really thought he would.
I think Shaq is like Bol Bol's not that far off from Wendy. He still believes in Bol Bol.
So the last three playoff rounds for Giannis, he's averaged 30.2, then 31.7, then 23.3, and Jokic has averaged 29.8, 31.0, and 30.0.
Damn.
That could really go either way. When right. I searched that up, that's when I was like, okay. Because at first, my brain was like, I feel like Giannis.
Yeah, right? That, like,
but
that,
yeah, Jokic.
Who do you think averages more rebounds per game in the last 3 years in the playoffs?
It might be Jokic. Jokic is insane. He might be the best rebounder in the league.
He averages 12.9. I think it's honestly, like pound for pound, I think it's Andre Drummond. Like just that pure skill. But of dudes who actually like play a lot of games, I think Sabonis and him, like Sabonis.
Gobert is up there too.
Yeah, Gobert is really up there. The last three, oh my god, we need to end this podcast. My laptop's getting low battery. 13.1 for Giannis in the past 3 years and 12.9 for Jokic in the last 3 years.
12.9?
Yeah.
Oh wow, 0.2 off.
That's crazy. Yeah, Jokic averages 30, 13, and 7.5 on 54, 41, 82. And Giannis averages 30, 13, and 6 on 54, 19, 61.
19,
and 61. That's why Jokic, you know, might clear him. Although that doesn't show defense. And one of them is transcendent, and the other one's average.
True. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
but the 3-point diff, like 19% for Giannis, and then over 40% from Jokic is crazy. Yeah. Like in his finals run last year, he wins a championship. This is a 20-game sample size. Mm-hmm. He puts up 30, 13.5, and 9.5 while shooting fucking 55, 46, 80.
We just send this stats to Ant Edwards. He doesn't think he gets to guard Jokic's 3-point line.
Facts.
That's so crazy, man.
Well. My laptop's gonna run out of battery, so we gotta put a conclusion on this. Thanks for coming, Fitz.
Of course, man. Anytime. Love being here, sitting next to you.
Getting your brain broken.
Yeah, I might need a nap after this. Had a good time.
My favorite big man basketball player since Mason Plumlee.
Talking about me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, real quick. Who puts up more points per game in the playoffs this year? Mason Plumlee.
Uh-huh.
Or who's somebody who could be kind of close to him?
Michael Jordan retired, right?
Mason Plumlee,
Derek
or Cam Payne?
Plumlee,
same team.
No, Payne plays in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, probably Philly Payne. Now.
Probably Payne.
We'll see. Payne might not play games. Also, Plumlee is literally the GOAT.
He's literally the GOAT.